You might have heard of street art, but this next story is something quite different. Tonight, one of Hobart's busiest roads will be dug up. A 73-year-old artist will be interred in a steel container beneath the bitumen. Rhiannon Shine has more.
It's not even peak hour, but Hobart's Macquarie Street is heaving with cars, trucks and buses. But at 7 o'clock tonight, traffic noise will be replaced by the sound of excavation works. And later, artist Mike Parr will disappear below the surface. Curator Jared Rawlins explains.
We've inserted a small, but not too small, steel chamber under the road here in Hobart, Macquarie Street, which is the main road out the front of Town Hall. We'll put Mike Parr in there. We'll reseal the road and we'll leave him in there for 3 days and then we'll pull him back out on Sunday night.
The steel container will be fitted with a fan-forced air supply and inside, Parr will meditate and draw. The work is supposed to be a silent commentary on totalitarian violence. It's also been described by Dark Mofo's creative director Lee Carmichael as a comment on colonial violence against the state's Indigenous people, which saw their near destruction in the 1800s. That's drawn a mixed response from Tasmania's Aboriginal community.
I think it's a very weird way to highlight the Aboriginal history of this state. It's certainly not an obvious way to do it, and I don't think it's the most effective way to do it.
That's Heather Sculthorpe's take. She's the CEO of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. She says if Dark Mofo wants to make reference to Tasmania's Indigenous history, it should consult Aboriginal people first.
They'd say it's arts. Well, fair enough. But if it's meant to be about us, then I think they should at least try to involve us in how we'd like our history to be told. That certainly wasn't done. And if it had been, we wouldn't be suggesting some old bloke putting himself under the middle of the road.
Other Aboriginal Tasmanians, like academic Greg Lehman, say anything that starts a conversation about the state's dark and violent history is welcomed.
These things are sensitive and we've seen that it's generated some debate across various opinions within the Tasmanian Aboriginal community. But the fact that we are now able to, you know, have this conversation out in the open, I think is one of the great values of Parr's artwork.
Jared Rawlins says Parr's burial is not a commentary on any one particular issue.
This may be for some people a representation for them personally of some kind of localised violence, but it also might be for somebody else a man going into a box under the road, and that all of those readings are important, they're all valuable and none of them are wrong.
Curator Jared Rawlins ending Rhiannon Shine's report.